Any update on Brodin?
I do not have an update on Brodin.
Okay. So he's not going to play tonight?
He's not in tonight, no.
Who will come in?
Mermis will come in.
All right.
How do you kind of juggle the deep pair? It seems like they've been in pretty good rhythm the last few weeks. So
yeah.
How do you kind of measure up who goes with Bogosian?
Well, I think what we'd like to see is we'll keep Middleton and Faber together and then put Chisholm and Bogosian since they played together, and then Mermis and Merrill.
The fact that you don't have an update, is that him being in the evaluation phase still, or is that a good sign, a bad sign?
No, just that he had the MRI this afternoon, and normally, you know, by the time they get red and things like that, I don't really get, you know, the updates. Knowing that he's not going to be in tonight, so I'll probably know more probably either after the game or tomorrow.
I know you play Saturday, but then you have a break. Can that be advantageous for everyone, not only maybe some injured players, but just a rest and reset and... Maybe
yeah.
That helps Brodin, whatever his situation is?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think really from multiple things. I think when you do have some guys injured, obviously you're not missing multiple games, you know, playing every other night like the stretch that we were just in. That would be difficult. But I also think for the group in general, you know, we've been, you know, this last stretch here was a lot of hockey, a lot of competitive hockey, and I think we gotta be at our best tonight. We got to be at our best on Saturday. But then I think you do have a couple days where you can rest physically and mentally, and you still have a couple quality practice days for the most part before you play again. I think at this time of the year that's important.
Eric Snecky, he's still status quo then, a possibility for this weekend?
Correct.
Okay.
When you have the guys, especially important players, go out, you know, you've done this a lot this year. How does it affect the team mentally? Are maybe guys more prepared for it because they've done it before? Like, in terms of doesn't let them get down too much because they've known they've done it before?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when if it happens earlier in the year or the first time you're going through it, I think with each team, then you know, it's always the phrase, it's no disrespect to the people that are out, but the fact of the matter is it's about the people that are in, have to do the job, and the guys that are in the lineup have to bring their best. And I think when you miss different players, you're not asking one player to take on, you know, if you miss an Eriksson Ek, you're not asking one player to step in his role, but there's shared responsibilities, and I think everyone takes a little bit of the piece of the pie, and they bring their best effort in the situations that those guys play in. And I think on the other side of it, it's hockey. I mean, I think we all know at this level that you're going to go through situations where you have injuries. And, you know, it's, as I said, I think when you prepare for, it's not who's out, it's who's in. That's the mentality you really got to buy into.
Forward stay the same from how you finished yesterday?
It looks that way right now, yep.
Did you like what you saw from Beckman last game? I mean, obviously that pass he made, it showed a lot of confidence.
I thought Beckman, you know, brought what we need him to bring. He's a speed player. He's tenacious on the puck. He's responsible without the puck. He brings some energy to the line up. And I think that line in general, that's more what we needed from that, from Lucchini's line, is, you know, speed players, tenacious on the puck, manage the puck, hard to play against when they don't have it. And I thought Beckman and Shaw and Lucchini did a good job as a trio.
Have you sensed like even better comfort level with Chisholm right now? I mean, he's been here now like a month and a half or so. Like, it seems like he's playing with some confidence.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young guy that didn't play a lot of hockey, you know, really the last couple of years, but particularly in the NHL. And I think it was tough for him early in the year where he didn't, I think he only played two games in the NHL by the time we got him. So like any player that hasn't played a lot, it's getting back in and getting the rhythm and being able to play, you know, have good things happen, but also play through some mistakes and learn lessons and continue to play. And then now I think he's, you know, he's got his feet under him and he's found, I think, his role of where we see his value. But the most important thing is he's playing to his strengths, and that's what you need players to be able to do.